All right, welcome back to the VC Gaming Podcast, and today we're going to take a look at Unfriended Dark Web, now with more internet. And it's written and directed by Steven Susko, and it stars Rebecca Rittenhouse, Betty Gabriel, and Colin Woodell. And the synopsis is, a teen comes into possession of a laptop and soon discovers that the previous owner is not only watching him, but also will do anything to get it back. And this is a sequel to, I guess it was 2014?
Yeah, I believe it was 2014.
So what was that other movie? It was Unfriended and...
Unfriended and then Friend Request. You're getting it mixed up. Okay. It's basically the same damn movie, to be honest with you.
All right. So, James, what's the synopsis and give us your view on Unfriended?
Okay, the synopsis is that this guy comes across a laptop, and the reason why he comes across a laptop is because he needed a laptop to better talk to his girlfriend. His girlfriend is hearing impaired. She's deaf. I guess he was writing some type of software to help him better communicate with her. Instead of taking a class, which is a kind of important part of this movie, I mean, you really don't think it is, but then it kind of actually becomes very important. She signed him up for a class, a sign language class, and he had a hard time doing it. Instead of trying to persevere and continue with the class, he decided to get a laptop and create a software that will be able to communicate with her through sign language. You understand what I'm saying so far?
Yes.
Okay, he said he bought this laptop off of Craigslist, which was a damn lie. Instead, he stole this laptop from a coffee shop, lost and found, because he works at a coffee shop. So he ended up stealing it. And it came out because he took the laptop, he signed in on the laptop on his personal accounts, and person was somehow, some way on that laptop and found him and was like, hey, you got my laptop. You need to give it back to me right now. But you'll find out a little bit later that there's a plan going on, a little devious plan going on. But anyway, he gets the laptop. He tried to figure out the software. He's talking to his girl, and she gets pissed off at him because he didn't put in any effort to try and learn the class. Instead, did a cop-out and tried to make things a little bit easier for him. To make a long story short, him and his friends usually get online on Skype and have a game night. Cards Against Humanity. So he was playing a game online. Then the person that the laptop belonged to contacted him saying that he stole the laptop, and he was like denying it, and he came up and fessed. He's like, okay, I'll just take it back to where I found it. Okay, so he was about to do that, and then he starts investigating the laptop, and he comes to find out the laptop is actually, the hard drive is full. It's been acting up, acting crazy, and all this stuff. There are several errors in this movie. One, if you're going to take a laptop, or even if you were to buy a used laptop, first thing you should always do, and you know this, Barry, is make sure that shit's wiped.
Basically. All right. Reinstall Windows and or Mac OS.
Make sure that shit's wiped. Make sure that shit's clear. And if it's not wiped, and for some reason he could not wipe the hard drive, so at that point, take out the hard drive. Do something. It's just insane. This movie has a pretty decent premise. It's not a bad premise, but the execution was pretty bad. It was awful.
I mean, it's just like Friend Request?
Friend Request, everything was bad. And the good thing about this movie, you don't have to see the first Unfriended to see this one. This is kind of like a standalone movie. It's something like totally different. It is a sequel because it is a continuation of that series, but not necessarily a linear sequel. It's like a different story. Anyway, so he investigates the laptop and he sees that all these files are here. He's going through these files and he sees that there are videos of webcams, like just people's webcams throughout the neighborhood, and very sinister shit, very dark web shit. So that's why it's called dark web, because this shit is the dark web. So on this browser to jump on the dark web, and that's where everything starts to get a little fishy. And then the person becomes pretty hostile because he's like, hey, I'm here. Where's my laptop? Then he just kirks out, and then he shows up at his girlfriend's house, takes his girlfriend's roommate, snags her, and takes her downstairs. And then the game starts. He basically says to him, don't tell anyone that's online with you right now what's going on. As soon as you tell them what's going on, do not call the cops, and everyone has to stay online. If you do not follow these rules, your girlfriend will be dead. Convince your girlfriend to come see you, and then we'll swap the laptop out, and then it'll be over. So what this dumb fuck does, he basically convinces his friends that, you know, hey, this is something I was working on. This is a game, because, you know, they get pretty suspicious because they see these videos. And then he's like, oh, no, it was a game I was working on. Ha, ha, ha. And of course, that's a damn lie. Basically, the guy's holding them hostage, but they don't know it. But he can't tell them, because as soon as he tells them, his girlfriend is in danger. Fast forward a little bit. Then he makes a fatal mistake. Because he is in fear of his girlfriend being in danger and his friends and all this other stuff, because it's totally getting out of hand, he logs into his financial account online. This dude had like $10 million worth of Bitcoin. The hacker.
The original owner of the laptop.
Right. What he ends up doing is transferring it to his own Bitcoin account and says, hey, I got your money. So you need to return.
That's Bitcoin wallet. If you want to be accurate, James, go ahead.
Okay, well, yeah, Bitcoin wallet. So basically he's like, hey, I got your money. This is what's going on. Now the power's in my hands. And then the dude kirks out. He's losing his mind. He's like, why the fuck didn't you do that? I just wanted to get the laptop and you could have your girl back. And then all of a sudden, it just takes him down this internet browser, this thing called the River, which is kind of like a, I guess, like a gateway into the dark web. And it's a group of hackers on there. And then they're asking him questions and all this stuff. So like, why'd you do this? Why'd you do this? And then at that point, he's like, what is the code? And the guy was like, well, I'm not telling him the code. He said, look, you need to tell him the code, because you don't tell him the code, we're all dead. All going to die. You know, this is the hacker talking to the guy that stole the laptop. So he told him the code. And then I guess the group did not believe him. And then one by one, just to speed the review up a little bit, one by one, the people in the game start dying. They just start killing them off, devious ways. Okay. But at the same time, it's also kind of fucked up. All this shit could have been avoided if he just instilled a laptop. Or this shit could have just been avoided if he would just took the damn class and tried to understand this shit. So to me, this is a bad premise. Because the dark web is a mysterious place. I will never go there. And I'm not that damn savvy. I don't want to go there because I don't want to see some shit that I'm not supposed to see and be scarred for my life. And to make a long story short, just to get to the end of this, because this movie, and like I said, the premise is great. The execution is bad. There was a lot of bad decisions. Just a lot of bad decisions. So in essence, it was a group of hackers that set this up from the very beginning. That laptop was bait. They knew that someone was going to take the laptop. What? And what they did, so they knew that someone was going to take the laptop, and they knew that someone was going to just go through all this stuff. They knew this. And the reason they did this is so they could basically place the blame on the people that took the laptop, wipe their hands clean of everything.
Okay. So I have a question for you, James.
Yeah.
How was the writing and directing in the movie? Follow-up question for that.
The writing was, on a scale of 1 to 10, I would give the writing maybe a 4. Because the premise isn't bad, but the dialogue was horrible. Yeah, just the I'm talking about the writing. I'm just talking about the writing now. The writing was a 4. Because the premise wasn't bad, but the characters were just stupid. It was a lot of lazy writing. I mean, they could have wrote the characters better, in my opinion, but the things that how the hackers would, I ain't gonna say kill the people, but set them up, how they thought about this. I thought that was well done. I thought that was kind of neat. But the main characters, you really didn't care for them. You really didn't care for them at all. I mean, they just seemed like they were just, okay, well, you're gonna die. You're gonna die. There was a point in the movie, the hackers gave one of the girls, you gotta choose. Either your girlfriend dies or your mom dies. Her mom's on life support. You gotta choose one. Now, if anyone didn't know, we automatically knew that it didn't matter which one she chose. Both of them were going to die. It was just too predictable.
All right. Well, James, the reason why I asked that is because you probably have seen a lot of movies from the person that directed this, because he has written a couple other movies. So have you heard of a movie called The Grudge?
The American Grudge?
Yeah.
He did The Grudge?
He wrote The Grudge. All right. Have you heard of a movie called The Grudge 2?
Are you serious? He wrote that shit?
Hold on. So he has also done Texas Chainsaw 3D.
I haven't seen it. I already know that's bad. anything 3D, like a gimmick, is some bullshit. So, like Piranha 3DD, when they were talking about boobs and shit, get it? 3DD, double D.
Yeah, so he's done some movies.
Now, I am shocked because The Grudge wasn't bad, but the writing wasn't that great. It wasn't bad. So, yeah.
So, James.
Yes.
What score would you give Unfriended?
I would give it a 4. Man, you know what? A 4 or 5. The reason why is because, like I said, the premise wasn't a bad premise, but the execution was bad. The writing of the main characters, like the friends, you didn't really care about them. They were very wooden to me. It didn't seem like there was no attachment there. You were kind of like, okay, well, now you're a dumbass, and you got your friends involved. You being a cheap bastard. You could just told your deaf girlfriend that, look, I'm having a hard time with sign language class. Wrote that shit down, did something. I mean, she could read lips. So she's like, look, I'm having a hard time with this, so give me some time. Instead of trying to take the easy way out. I mean, it's not necessarily easy way out, but it was more to it than just the class. It was the effort of you trying to understand her. It's like he didn't take the effort to try to understand her. Instead, he tried to take the easy way out. And because he took the easy way out, he couldn't communicate with her, or because, as a matter of fact, like I told you, the communication part of this movie was very, very vital because they were talking through Skype. He was so frantic because he was just so scared and just talking fast. You're talking fast, she reads lips. She's not going to understand you. But if you knew how to sign language, she could understand you better. So because of your lack of commitment to the sign language, that's one reason why this happened the way it did. And, you know, you got your friends involved. These hackers set them to fuck up horribly. One kill that I was like, damn, that's fucked up. He was a podcaster, and he was like a conspiracy podcaster and just talking a lot of shit. So they took clips of his podcast when he was just saying stuff, talking about guns, I'm going to be here, and I was basically telling he was a terrorist, and made him call the police and use those clips to make it seem like he said it. And then they hacked into a sound system that he showed off earlier in the movie. It did a shotgun sound, like a click, click, and then boom. And the cops invaded his house once he made that call. And then he did that sound on his sound system.
So they swatted him?
Yeah, they swatted the shit out of him, and they shot to smithereens. I was like, damn. Now, one thing about this I did not understand. This dude's a fucking idiot, okay? It was a MacBook, Barry. A MacBook that was in a lost and found at a cafe, an internet cafe. A 2014-15 MacBook. And it's been there for 3 weeks. 3 weeks, or I think 4 weeks, a month. Just say 3 weeks, okay? Who in their right mind is going to leave a laptop of that caliber anywhere for 3 weeks? You're lucky if that shit would be there. If someone forgot their laptop, look at that shit would be there for 30 minutes. Someone will come back immediately for that thing. So it's going to be in lost and found for 3 weeks, and you're just going to take it. So the moral of the story is, don't steal shit. All right?
And that's Beastly Podcast.
Basically, don't steal a damn thing.